How many people do you and I know? You and I know. People who want the Imam to return, who love the Imam, who love God, love Quran. But their approach towards religion, approach towards God, approach towards the mercy of God is like this, what I'm about to describe. If you ask them, they say that, I don't have many good deeds. I may not have any good deeds. I can say that I'm a sinner, I'm violating Allah's laws, I'm not doing what God says. But you know what? On the bottom of my heart, I still have one hope. Well, what's your hope if you're not obeying God? I'm hopeful for Allah's mercy. Allah has mercy. I am hopeful for the Ahlul Bayt. They will do Shafa'ah for me. Now look at that concept and how different that is to the Quranic concept. The Quranic concept, and God is a straight shooter. The Quran doesn't pull any punches. God says, do your responsibilities. Maybe you'll be shown mercy. The other approach is, I don't do what my duties are. I'm committing this sin. I'm doing this haram. I'm doing that haram. But I've got hope that God will have mercy on me. The opposite of the Quran. Now think about that. Let's say there was a whole nation like that, an ummah. And their approach towards life was this. We're sitting back. We're waiting for God to do miracles. We're waiting for the Imam to come. The Imam will change the world for us. But what do? Oh, I don't do any of my responsibilities. I don't do my job. I violate what the Imam says. I disobey his commands, but I've got hope, inshallah. A lazy nation. Imagine that to the other concept. There's people, do each and every one of their, let's say the nation of the Prophet was like that, doing their responsibilities, working, pushing, trying, whatever God said, all of his commands, trying, and then hoping for mercy. For sure God will bless that nation. Right? God will bless that nation. But the nation where they don't do their responsibilities and they sit back and expect God to come from the heavens and he'll... No. It's if you're willing to take the steps that Islam says, right? Obey Allah and the Prophet, maybe you'll be shown mercy. That is a powerful concept. A nation like that, doing their responsibilities, pushing every one of their responsibilities, and then sitting and saying, yes, open doors for me, right? Make the impossible happen for me. God will bless that kind of a nation and that group of people. Now, something else when it comes to self-building. Again, we're laying down those proper foundations so that the self-building that comes afterwards will be correct. Brothers and sisters, let me explain something else that's a very serious part of Islam, and it's one of those essentials for self-building, one of those building blocks. You and I, when it comes to Islam, we don't get to pick and choose. We don't get to have our favorite parts of Islam, user-friendly Islam, vegetarian Islam. Rather, every one of the wajibat is necessary. I want to mention a verse. The verse talks about the true mu'min. You and I were preparing for the 12th Imam. It doesn't make sense for us to fool ourselves. What is a mu'min like? What does God want from us? This is Quran now, it's not hadith. The Quran explains what the true mu'mineen are like. And if you look at this verse later, you look at the Arabic of this verse, you'll see that God swears by himself to start the verse off. Normally Allah, he swears by the sun or the moon, right? In this verse, God swears by himself. He says, Fala wa rabbik. No, by your Lord. What does he say? He explains a concept. The true mu'mineen, I'm going to read the part of the verse for you. Thumma, God says, Thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim haraja mimma qadayt. After they've gone to you, Prophet, and they've made you the judge, and you've decided, you've given a decree, you said Islam says this. At that time, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَذَيْتُ. In themselves, in their souls, they don't find the slightest dissent. The Prophet said this, this is Islam, God decided, that's it. What about if I'm unhappy a little bit? In the bottom of my heart, I'm unhappy. It says, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَذَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. They submit a thorough submitting. If somebody has any part of Islam that they have a problem with, difficulty dealing with, I don't like that Allah said. And sometimes it might be in the heart. The person might be a practicing mu'min or mu'mina. They'd never say that out loud. But deep inside their heart, they've got a little bit of a problem. فَاللَّهُ وَرَبِّكَ, the beginning of the verse, they are not mu'mineen. Until this, there's not even the slightest. The creator of the world spoke. God spoke.